How often have you had hypos over the years?
I've always had, I think, more than usual. Whenever I've been to the doctors, I've always been able to report quite a few instances, but it seems to have got worse over the last few years. And even now, with the new human insulin I'm taking, I'm still getting them most mornings. The last two Sundays, I've had to turn back. I've set out for church and felt so ill, I've had to come back again. So I'm going to ring the nurse this week and see if I can adjust it again. At the moment, it seems to be mostly mornings. A few weeks ago, it was mornings and afternoons. And occasionally, say about once a week, I'll get one in the middle of the night. But as I'm a bad sleeper anyway, I usually wake up and then I realise I'm having a hypo then. And I just come downstairs and make a cup of tea and go back to bed again. So at the moment, as they touch wood, they're not any big problem because I know they're coming. It's when you don't know they're coming that they're a problem. And I've been getting through a lot of Tate and Lyle sugar. I'm thinking I'd take in shares in the company. No, they're all right. I don't think people at work... Well, I think if they do see me eating sugar, they know better than to ask if they can do anything because they know they can't. And I just get over it. But the biggest problem is if somebody comes to me with a question and I'm in the middle of one and I'm trying to make sense and talk to them. I'm silly, really. I should say, I'm sorry, can you go away? But I don't like to draw attention to myself because I'm always afraid they think I'm looking for sympathy or something, and that's the last thing I want. So I always try and just carry on as well as I can. And I seem to be doing all right because nobody ever notices. Because I've said to somebody once, didn't you notice I wasn't making any sense then? And she said, no. So I come to the conclusion I must talk silly all the time. But I just manage like that. It's a nuisance if you're out because you do feel tired and you want to sit down. But there again, you just plod on, really. You just walk slower. And I've been out on walks sometimes. I remember one terrible time I was coming home from somewhere and I can remember literally ricocheting off the walls. I was coming down Woodlands Road and I was sort of bouncing off the walls and I managed to get, goodness knows how I got home, I don't remember. And I was out once and a neighbour of mine was out jogging and he'd got an aunt who'd got diabetes and he could see me sort of. I can remember these two women looking at me as though I was drunk. They probably thought I was drunk. And then he saw me and he put his arm through mine and helped me to